Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, also the founder of the KMX Free Money Movement. Let's get this day started positive, empowering, productive, successful. Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you guys a question here. If you're joining us for the very first time on a WKMX Positive Power meeting, this is indeed our KMX morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And the question I ask on this program every single day is, boom, ba-da-dum, boom, boom, have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And yes, my friend, I am talking to you. No, not you, not you, not you, not you. You, I'm talking to you. Have you started your day in a positive way? And when I ask that question, I want you to think, what is the very first action required for success throughout the course of any day, regardless of what you're trying to do, irregardless of what you're trying to accomplish, irregardless of which task you have before yourself, which field, which genre, which shade, shape, form, hue, color, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, what is the very first action required for success? And drum roll, please. Waking up. Waking up. And if you wake up, you have purpose. If you wake up, you have purpose. And you might as well wake up and accept that. Waking up with purpose, waking up purposely, and waking up with intentions of success, knowing that you are already a success because you already have woken up. Now, when we wake up, we already have succeeded. And that's just the great thing, the refreshing thing to know, that you don't have to try for success. I always talk about success is not something that you chase. If you're chasing your success, trust me, you're never going to run fast enough to catch it. Believe me. Success is something you attract by the person you become. And just by becoming a person, you became a success. I want you guys to put them all together. But listen, there's a little bit more to that. That's the easy part. That's the easy part. But as easy as it may seem for you, it may not be that easy for you. Because I've been teaching about this for over a year now. And I can talk about all of the great things revolved around success. But there are a lot of people who still struggle with realizing the very most important part of this whole thing. There are some people out there who struggle with coming to the realization and coming to grips with the most important part of this thing. It's been told to us, especially when I was in school, they say, you know, the most important thing, the most important way to start your day is with a meal. Your breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And on some point, I would say, yes, that's true. In fact, I'll tell you, to be quite honest with you, on a more real point, that's absolutely true. So what are you waking up feeding yourself? Life, right? Life. That is the most important bowl of cereal you are ever going to eat. If you wake up, you are already eating it. You are engaged in it. Let me just share this with you. So I want you to wake up now, and I want you to think about what is really most important element for you to really give yourself in order to really nourish yourself. I mean, you know, on some level, we have to realize that we don't eat just off bread alone, all right, guys? What is it that we're really feeding ourselves? And I want you to think about this. When last year, when I learned about narcissism and codependency, I realized immediately that 95% of the people that I knew suffered from either one of these two things, and it's such a subliminal, silent killer. It's a subliminal, silent killer. The narcissist projects overconfidence to mask their insecurity. The codependent suffers from insecurity and blatantly has it on their sleeve, all right? And it affects them emotionally, and they become and they're so regressive, they're so beat up in life. So if 95% of the people, after I realize that, I know for a flat-out fact, suffer from that, what is the common thread between a narcissist and a codependent? I found it really falls right in place with my concept of universal oneness. They both suffer from the exact same problem. It's just different ends of the coin. And how does it happen? Well, from peer pressure, from parents, from society, from the world. And then what ends up happening is that you end up not feeling good enough. You end up not feeling good enough, so now you have to do something about that. Either you decide that, well, I'm going to just become this superhero person to myself and everybody, you know, and I'm just impervious to anything and I don't really care about people's feelings, or you're super affected by the opinions and feelings and objectives and perspectives of others. So I want to share something with you very powerful this morning in particular. With a change of perspective, we'll change your position. With a change of position, you'll change your perspective. And now let's make sure that we do the most awesome thing I can possibly give you to start your day is to take a walk over to your mirror. We're going to start this section by taking a walk over to our mirror. And I want you to do this. I want you to actively participate in this because I am going to share something with you. Let's take a walk over to our mirror, and then we're going to connect with Dr. K in a moment, and we're going to let him take over from there. So please feel free to take a walk with me. Let's get ourselves going. Let's get this thing going. If you start your day in a positive way, if you feel pumped up, if you feel energized, we're going to get this enthusiastic momentum started the right way by going to address an issue that 99.5% of us have. 95.5% of us are ill-affected either way in life. But a lot of us really, and I'm not talking about these other people, let's just focus on you because there's somebody I want to talk to this morning that really needs what we're about to do. Because there is a champion brewing inside of you, a legitimate, all right, humble, powerful beyond measure champion that is truly unstoppable. And we're going to connect with that person now. So take a walk over to the mirror, and here we go. If you have joined us over here in front of the magic mirror, we are now connecting with somebody who's been waiting for you your entire life, just waiting for you your entire life to empower them to take the reins and go and accomplish all of these things that you've had in your mind. I want you to think about all of those dreams that you had that you've given up on. I want you to think about all of the various different beliefs that you had that, you know, didn't come true, or things that you were that you have been affected by others when you in your mind somewhere that prevented you from getting to where you wanted to go. I want you to think about those things, and I want you to stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and start paying attention to this person right here. You are now connected with your personal MVP. I said MVP, the most valuable person. So let's go back. We started our day with the most important act of the day. We started out with our most important act. Now we are connected with our most valuable person, and that person is staring right back. And they are awesome, amazing. They were born phenomenal. They are literally a one in a million, and that person is staring back with you. And the only thing I want you to do today is I want you to give this person a chance. I want you to give this person a chance to be themselves. I want you to give this person a chance to be happy. I want you to give this person a chance to be your best friend. I want you to give yourself a chance to allow this person to be your most valuable asset. I want you to give yourself a chance to allow that person to live the life that they were designed and born to live. And here's how we're going to do it. We need to acknowledge them. Everybody else's opinions at some point became really important to us. But who's more real than that person staring back at us? If you don't believe it, pinch yourself. And the response that you make, take a look at that person. Do they respond with you? Oh, hold on a second now. They respond with you. You know, you can't run away from your shadow, and you definitely can't run away from your reflection. You are always going to be you, and you are a champion, and you are a winner. And now it's time for us to step into our success mode and connect with that person. And I want you to use the most powerful communication that you're never going to say. I said you're going to communicate with this person today, and you're like, Quiz, hold on a second. They don't even talk. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I want you to watch something. What I want you to do right now is I want you to look at them in the eyes are the window to the soul, and I want you to smile. I want you to smile. What the heck is the matter, world? Smile. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If more people in the world could learn how to smile more and stress less, the world would just operate so much better. People would do unto others as they would have done unto themselves. They would respect the fact that other people have feelings just like they have. But the most important thing is that they would have a chance to be unlimitedly, unboundly empowered, because what would really be important to them is making sure that person remembers that you are beautiful, you are blessed, you are special, you are original, You are gifted. You are authentic. There is only one of you in the entire world. All right? You were made to be unique. You were made to be special. You have unique gifts and talents. You have things inside of your heart. You have passions. You have dreams. You have aspirations. It is okay for you to live. It is okay for you to love. It is okay for you to laugh. And every now and then things won't be great. But it's also okay for you to empathize, sympathize, and pick yourself back up and encourage that person, because you need to understand that that person, more than anybody else in this world, that person needs you. And without that person, you can't make anything happen for any other people that you love so dearly. And that's just the truth of the matter. So I want you guys to understand, when you look at that personal MVP of yours with that smile on your face, what is actually being said there? Please interpret what message is being delivered there. Do you feel that warm feeling in the pit of your belly? Do you actually look at this person and accept them as they are? Take a look. Notice that they've instantly beautified themselves. You feel warm inside the pit of your stomach. Automatically, your looks have gone up. You're way more attractive. You're happier. You feel good. And you know something? It's okay. Person is awesome. Because when you smile, what you are reflecting to the world, and think about it, anytime somebody smiled at you, it says that, hey, I like you. I find something interesting about you. I find something nice about you. Maybe I'm just ultimately attracted to you, right? What is it that's happening right there? Is your natural reaction to smile back? Of course it is. Somebody smiles at you, you smile back. You might even feel a little bit shy, like get those butterflies, like, why is this person smiling at me? All right, I'm going to smile back. All right, make sure that I'm looking all right. Make sure I ain't got a booger on my nose or something like that. Maybe they're laughing at me, right? No, they're communicating with you. And you're communicating with your personal MVP right now, and a smile says so many things that are way more powerful than any words, because a smile says, I love myself, I love my life. A smile says that I feel good about myself. A smile says that I'm happy, I'm joy. A smile says that I'm likable, I'm friendly. A smile says that I'm inviting. A smile says, let's be friends. A smile says, let's talk. A smile says, hey, you know something? I think that you're okay. I think that you're okay. And if that's the way you feel when you smile, just amongst yourself, imagine how the rest of the world feels when you smile with them. Said, I'm going to stop the presses for a moment. I think that you guys may be starting to get it. And I'm going to bring in our special guest, because I want to hit you with the 5 affirmations to affirm why this is such an awesome way to get the day started. Connecting with ourselves, remembering ourselves, embracing our positivity, embracing our smile, connecting with the better part of ourselves, making sure that we have an opportunity to nurture that inner champion inside of us and remember who that person is, and also why, because we woke up already a success and we want to accomplish even greater success. We have even bigger things and bigger goals to accomplish, and this is the way to make it happen. So without further ado or any delay, I'm going to open up the call lines and ask all of my callers on the line, which I think I've pretty much opened most of them, have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way, callers? Well, I would hope so. There are several callers on the line. Probably their microphones are muted. At least one of them is, because they have so much background noise. But without any further ado, any delay, I'm going to bring in a very special guest caller. And if you guys would be so kind as to give a warm welcome to Dr. K. Welcome to our WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Have you started your day in a positive way? Oh, yes, Squeeze. I most definitely have. Thank you. I am so happy to be here. And thank you for having me on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed the KMX Morning Meeting for the Success-Minded Entrepreneurs. And when you ask the callers on the line, have they started their day in a positive way? I am questioning that, because nobody has responded. And this is the one thing that is a problem that most people have, is self-consciousness. And also because of the fact that people do not realize that they need to engage with their personal MVP. And that's the problem. They spend so much time focused on everybody else and their opinions and communicate with this person and that person. But what time have they made for their personal MVP? They feel shy. They feel embarrassed. They feel insecure. But when they sit with their little baby and they go, 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 go. Right. When they sit with their little baby, they make all of these ridiculous sounds. But then when they come with their personal MVP, all of a sudden they just say, I don't have anything to say. I am so scared. I'm so shy. And this is one of the things most people need to understand, is they're holding themselves back. Why hold yourself back? One of the reasons why Zig Ziglar is most popular is because of the fact that Mr. Zig Ziglar knew how to be not average. Most people are spending more time trying to be average and fit in. Why fit in when you can stand out? Why would you want to fit in when you can be outstanding? And as a personal MVP, you are an outstanding person. And I want for people to understand this before I get into the affirmation, to understand the reason why an affirmation is so important. What is an affirmation? An affirmation is saying yes. It is an agreement. I want for you to understand, an affirmation is an agreement. It is a confirmation. You are confirming a truth with yourself. You are making a pact with your personal MVP, and this is most key to finding success. For example, if quizzes love talk up Michael Jordan, I think that this man has a secret love affair with Michael Jordan. But I keep on telling them that Michael Jordan is only Jean-Luc Pierre in the black man version. They both look very much similar, I tell you. If you put paint on Jean-Luc Pierre, you know, the man, Captain Riker from Star Trek or whatever his name is, all right? Captain Picard, that's his name, all right? If you put the black face on Captain Picard, I tell you, him and Michael Jordan look exactly the same. You need to put black face on Captain Picard and then also give him a basketball, okay? And then take Michael Jordan and make him a white man and then put a Star Trek uniform on him. And I'm going to tell you something, you see the same person, all right? But not true. I'm just being silly here, all right? Our affirmations will affirm that there is only one person in the universe that is you, and we're going to get into that now. But I want for people to understand that you digging deeper into becoming and being yourself and being happy with yourself with a smile on your face is really one of the most important things that any person can do. So let's get that affirmation rolling. And perhaps maybe some people on the call line will feel like they want to communicate with their personal MVP, because that is the whole purpose of the affirmation. It's not for me. It's not for you to listen to me. It's for you to listen to your personal MVP and give them the power that they need to realize that they need to be who they be. I'm not talking about everybody in the world. I'm talking about you. And you say who? I say you. No, you. That's right, you. I'm not talking to you. You did not look at your personal MVP. I said you. Oh, your personal MVP, now start to understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking to you. I want you to involve in this conversation, my friend. Why? Because you is not smiling enough, and it is killing you. You're stressing yourself for no reason over things that have nothing to do with you. So let's make sure that we take power and have something to do with ourselves by stop being shy and embarrassed to be ourselves. Okay, if we in front of a little baby, we go, 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 and we in front of ourselves, and all of a sudden, I have a mole in my nose. You know, it's no good, man. It's not going to help you do that. Worrying about things that have no proper control. The baby is not concerned about the booger on your nose, except for the fact that it makes them giggle. Okay, now, let's go for affirmation number one. Today will be my day. I say it again because I still know here no personal MVP repeat after me. I say it again because the personal MVP seems like they need to wait for somebody to tell them that it's okay to be themselves. This is ridiculous. Stop waiting for somebody else to become that person. Today will be my day. Whose day is it? I'm not talking about me. Today will be my day. All right? You no need to wait for me to say this. It's your personal MVP we are doing this program for, not mine. All right, I'm very comfortable with my personal MVP, also with my goat and my sheep and my razor and my clipper. Okay, so today will be my day. And why is that important? Because we only can live one day at a time. And yesterday is no longer matter. So you cannot live compounded by the past. Yesterday you could not smile. Yesterday you look at yourself and say, oh my goodness, I got a mole in a booger. And today you say, goo, 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 you are so awesome, you are so cute, you are so adorable. And you wait for the baby to respond, but then you will not give yourself an opportunity to respond. That day is over. Today will be my day, because today is the day, no other day count. Tomorrow is not here. What are we going to do today to make our personal MVP have the most glorious and magnificent, happy, and gratifying day possible? We want to come back and think that by the end of the day that, yes, I have accomplished so many things today that make me feel good because my personal MVP is getting a step closer towards where I want them to be. If I can't accomplish it all in one day, I would accomplish a majority of what I need to accomplish today before the day is over to make myself feel happy and know that I am actually moving closer towards the success that I see for myself. Affirmation number two, my friends, this is such a beautiful affirmation. I want for you to absorb this one. Affirmation number two is, I am the best me.
I am the best me that there is.
I am the best me that there is. Now it's starting to get it. I hear personal MVP on the line now without wait for me to have to ask them to repeat. That is much better. Your personal MVP is good because they are the best them that they can be. You can't possibly be somebody else. You know, Michael Jordan cannot be a Jean-Luc Picard, a Jean-Luc Pierre, whatever the man name is. And Jean-Luc Pierre cannot be Michael Jordan. They are two totally different people, even though they look exactly the same, I tell you. Okay? There is nobody else out there in the world who can be better at being you than you. And there's nothing else in the world that is more truer than true. So pinch yourself and take a look at your personal MVP, and it's, ouch, it's me. Why did you do that to me? Okay? It's okay. You are the best you that there is. You are going to experience feelings, and you are going to have points in your life where you may feel that you have some pressure from other people, but this is imaginary. The best person that you can possibly be is yourself. You limit yourself. Somebody says, I want to be the next Oprah Winfrey. I say, forget Oprah Winfrey. I like Oprah Winfrey. I don't even watch a program. I want to be the next. Okay. I like, what is this doctor's name? Healing Hand. Dr. Carson, Ben Carson. I want to be the next Ben Carson. No, I want to be the next Dr. K. Dr. K is going to elapse and eclipse Dr. Ben Carson because Dr. Ben Carson cannot do, you know, but Dr. K can. See, so it's a difference. Okay, it's a difference. I challenge Dr. Ben Carson to do that. I bet you that he can, because I am the best me that there is, and you are the best you that there is as well. All right, let's go for affirmation number three. Take it from me. This is an awesome affirmation, putting into perspective for you. I am a winner. I say it one more time. I am a winner. Your personal MVP is a champion beyond measure. It is important for you to understand that you are a winner. Start looking at yourself as a winner. And winners do not apologize for success. You wake up great, beautiful, and bold because you are a winner. You are a champion. And you do not apologize for being successful. You know the reason why? Because nobody remembers the second place person. And nobody has remembered the third place person. They remember the winner. So why would you want to be average when you could be extraordinary? Be you. Be a winner that you were born to be. You already won the game of life. You won over 1 million people when you came into this existence. You say, no, how could I have been over 100 people to come into the existence? Well, there's 1 million sperm cells, and each one of them sperm cells can be a person. And they're not here because you actually won. Don't apologize to them. For what? You won. You're a winner. Be a winner, be yourself, be successful, all right? Embrace today because it is yours, it is your gift, it is your presence, and others wish that they had that. Affirmation number four, I know I can do it, I know I will. I'm going to say this again. I know I can do it, I know I will. What are we challenging ourselves to do, my friends? Are you challenging yourself to sit around and scratch on your behind all day long? Challenge yourself. I know you can do it. I know you will. It is time to step up and raise your expectations of yourself. And this is very important because so many people is just waiting around for somebody else to do everything for them or wait for somebody to tell them that they're good or beautiful or they're doing a great job. And they're forgetting the fact that today is my day. I didn't say somebody else's day. I said it is my day. I am the best me that there is, meaning that I can be better and I can apply myself and get more. I can go to Google. I can Google it. I can go on YouTube and find out the information. I do not have to wait around and be a dependent. I am no longer a little baby. I am a grown, growing, mature individual, and I am going to make sure that I remember that I am a champion. I am a winner. I know I can do it. I know I will, and I am going to do that what I need to do, just like a baby is no longer want to crawl around and look cute. It's decided it wants to run and walk and ride a bicycle and bust its behind 85 times and still get up and ride on that bicycle until there's no longer need training wheel. So trust me when I tell you this. This is important. This is powerful. And affirmation number 5 is the key to essence of be alive. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. God will be with me.
God,
he always has been.
He always,
and he always will. And what does this mean? This means that no matter how many times you fail, God is still there for you. Just because you fail does not make you a failure. Just because you lose does not make you a loser. What it makes you is stronger, more resilient. More resistance leads to more outcome, more experience, and more success. And this is what's important for people to know. Somebody has gone through situations, circumstances that were very trying, that were very difficult, that were very hard. A lot of this stuff, most of that may have been out of their control. I saw a man who was born with no legs and no arms. It would have been easy for him to say, life sucks. I'm over. I want to take my life. But then he had no legs and he had no arms. And he could feel as sorry as he wants for himself, but he has no legs and no arms, so he can't even hang himself from a tree. He had the question, why am I born? What is my purpose in this life and existence? One day he fell on his face. He cannot get up. He feels sorry for himself. Nobody is going to come and pick you up because you feel sorry for yourself. Nobody was there. He's laying on the ground, and he's had tons of time to think. He rolled on his, he stayed in his belly for 2 hours feeling sorry for himself, and then he stopped because he said, listen, this is something very simple. If I can look up, then I need to get up. And I am a person, and we have the ability to think and be dynamic. And he tried to get up, and then all of a sudden he gets up. He's just, you know, lift his waist and, wait, hold on. I roll on my back, and then I can see up. Well, I know that there's up. And then I bend my waist, and all of a sudden I'm sitting up now instead of just laying on my belly. And then all of a sudden he's figured out a way to roll over and pop himself up. And boom, all of a sudden he stand up with no leg and no arm. All right, and he stand up, and he still is not able to walk around because he don't have leg and he don't have arm, but you know what the thing is? He's alive, and he realized that I am alive, and I have opportunity, I have chance, and with a change of perspective, who would change my position? So just because you lose does not make you a loser, and just because you fail does not make you a failure. It means that you must try harder, and with that being said, I hope that you enjoy what I have to say. This message is very powerful. Start your day in a positive way. Encourage you to connect with your personal MVP. Remind yourself of the greatness that is inside of you that you've limited yourself from. And go out there and reach for more. Be more. Be more happy. Find more success. Become the winner that you were born to be, my friends. It's only up to you. Thank you very much for your time quiz. I'm going to go back and shave my sheep. All right. Because my sheep love it when I shave them. And also I have the wonderful cotton. The touch to feel of cotton. Now that I think about, I say, Michael Jordan in this program, I realize the reason why is all universal oneness. The touch to feel of cotton, my sheep, and Michael Jordan and Captain Luke Picard. I'm going to beam up to the Star Trek Enterprise right now, my friend. Okay, everybody, take care. And thank you very much for having me on the program quiz. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. K. It's been a pleasure, and I think that you hit the nail on the head with all of those affirmations. Those were pretty awesome. So just to recap, affirmation number 1 is, today will be my day. Affirmation number 2, I am the best me that there is. Anybody out here feeling like they're the best? Affirmation number 3, I am a winner. Affirmation number 4, I know I can do it. I know I will be absolutely positively sure. Remember how you see things is how things come to you. And also affirmation number 5, God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. Does that make anybody, has that message resonated with anybody as of yet? I wonder that. Does it resonate with you? Does it resonate with your personal MVP? Does your personal MVP feel like that winner? Is this true? Have you taken a look at the eyes of your personal MVP lately, the eyes of the windows of the soul? Do you realize that this is all true? I would hope so. I would hope so. And any further level of success that you're looking to attain, there are really only four keys to success, guys. I'm going to just share this with you. You know, all of that stuff I just got finished talking about, all of the stuff that we just covered in this entire program is just the precursor to build you up for knowing exactly what it is to require for you to actually succeed any higher level of success other than just being alive and waking up and being a successful, awesome, amazing person that you were born to be. It's time for us to reach a little bit. Time for us to dig a little bit deeper. It's time for us to be realistic about what it does take to succeed. And here it is, the keys to success. Very simple. And why are these keys important for us to apply? Because this is how we get things done in the physical world we live in. So let's start by this. How many of us have written goals? Are we moving towards those goals or are we neglecting those goals? Do we revisit those goals? Do we actually put things down and say, hey, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Do we have a plan? And I want you to think about that. It starts in our mind with a plan. If you have written goals, I'm going to share something with you. You have already started the first key to success. First key to success is commitment. Commitment takes place in the mind. It's simply a thought. I've made a commitment that this is what I'm about. Have you made the commitment to your personal MVP? If you have written down goals at any point in your life, and if you're writing your goals down consistently, then you're making a commitment to your personal MVP. How are we going to live up to those goals and expectations for ourselves? Key to success number two, consistency. Consistency are repetitive actions, small consecutive steps. Small consecutive steps done routinely and with regularity. These things affirm. They absolutely definitively confirm. They concretely glue together your commitment because your actions always will speak louder than words. Key to success number three, drive. Where is your inspiration? Where is your motivation? Where is your passion? Where is what I like to call heart? What is your why? If your why don't make you cry, find a new why. Be passionate about life. Enjoy it. Love it. If you don't like certain circumstances and situations, let that inspire you to push you through those times where you feel as though you don't have the energy or you're out of gas in the tank to continue and persevere. If you're not persistent, then you're not consistent. You need a lot of help and a lot of assistance. And you are a winner, my friend, so you want to make sure that you know that you are persistent, you are consistent, you are driven, you are committed, and the last key to success more than anything else is you are determined. And determination is a mindset that I am going to overcome all any hurdle, any challenge, any obstacle that presents itself along the way. I am not a victim. I am a victor, and therefore I am not going to sit around and stress myself out because everything else is the reason, when the catalyst for the reason why I'm not getting where I need to go in life. I'm determined. I'm gonna get around that hurdle. I'm gonna get over that boulder. I'm gonna push it out of the way. I'll dig my way under it. I don't care what I have to do. I am a winner. I am going to win. I'm going to get to my destination. There is no stopping me from getting where I set myself to get towards. And that's it, my friends. Actions do speak louder than words. Determination is a mindset. Determination is a mindset. And there you have it from me to you. That's the only secret to success. And the biggest secret in order to do that, is to do it with a smile. Make sure you're smiling. And be humble, be grateful, be appreciative, but keep moving, keep swimming, and keep fighting. And keep that smile on your face because that's what champions do, my friends. All right, guys, there it is. That's our time. I think I went a little bit over, but it doesn't make a difference as long as you guys get the message and somebody gains value from the program. That's what it's really all about. Remember that execution is cherished. Execution is cherished. And you're going to be remembered because you are an executor. All right? People remember the champions. They remember the winners. All right? And you are definitely not a loser. So before this program cuts off, that's my time. Thank you again for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the Success Modern Entrepreneur. And if you're joining this program, and when I'm talking about a success entrepreneur, I am talking about you. All right? So yesterday was a success. Today we'll expect nothing less. Smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. All right, guys, you already know my time is up, so here goes my favorite word. Deuces!